Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
What it is, y'all, another episode of the pat-down. Hanging out here at the Helium Comedy Club, we're talking about some crazy shit. I'm with Dion and White Boy Chris.
Hello.
We're going to try to hook Chris up with my friend. And she got some issues, but I told him she willing to work through them. So I know he's out here trying to save black bitches. And what else we...
You talked about ice cream.
Oh, yeah, licking that ice cream. These crazy motherfucker running around here fucking up Bluebell name. Leave Bluebell alone and lick on some great value. I bet you won't lick twice. We'll be right back after the music.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat spit the truth, spit the real facts. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? Is it real though? And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and gon' repeat it.
All right, y'all, we're sitting here at Helium Comedy Club, the best comedy club in Indianapolis, right? I'm here with my good friend Dion. Say what it is.
What up, y'all?
White Boy Chris, I gotta tell you when to speak now. I'm not your master.
I don't know. My phone says differently.
Chris, I am the only fucking woman that called you.
That's true.
I know. You got my headshot on your phone, rubbing it across my face, your little white wiener across my face. I can taste the salt on you. But I'm here to tell you, you ain't getting none of this old black pussy.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris, I sit on you and disappear. But,
I don't even know what that means.
That means I don't shave my crack, so I might scratch him. Fuck are y'all laughing at?
I don't, because I don't understand it, but I'm interested.
You know how them girls get their booty hole waxed? I can't do that. I got an afro back there.
Why won't you?
I ain't never seen back there.
Let's make a video.
Yeah, really?
They'll take you to the Ugly Monkey and get you waxed.
Ugly Monkey. I already got an Ugly Monkey. You ain't got to check me out.
I was not being racist. That's the name of a particular establishment here in town.
It sure is, y'all. He was not calling me an Ugly Monkey, I swear. Did y'all see the stupid-ass people running around licking the Bluebell ice cream?
Oh, my God.
This girl's going to get prison time.
The bitch. Her tongue was so long that she licked from one end to the other end. And I'm like, you dirty bitch. You dirty bitch. She. You know what? She remind me of them bitches who swallowing them cucumbers. You seen that cucumber challenge?
several dozen times.
Yeah. I did the cucumber challenge too.
Really?
Yeah.
Salad.
Fuck you. No, I bit it. It tastes like broke dick. So I gave up. I don't know what they into it for. I said, I don't like this. But I think it's fucked up that you go out and you lick on shit that other people got about. I hope they get her at least 2 years in jail.
She was a minor, so.
She was?
She was the first girl to do it was a minor. But that man in Louisiana who went and licked the Bluebell, they gonna lock his ass up.
Oh, yeah. If that was my daughter, I would have beat that bitch all through that freezer. I'd have beat the fuck out of her. I seen her. Oh, that's a fat dude.
Yeah, this is the guy in.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything for a video. Then you're going to put your finger in it. You're going to, your fat black bow.
See, I don't understand why you're recording crimes. Like,
because he.
And then you put it at the front. But see, that's why I never grab shit from the front. I go off.
I hate working at grocery stores because motherfuckers used to do that shit. Get the shit in the front.
No,
the shit in the back is just as bad.
No. Have you ever went to the donuts and they right there? No, I pull that whole motherfucking pan out and get it from the back.
Yeah. She does have a long tongue.
She had a long-ass tongue, and her mama should have beat the fuck out of her.
Well, that's what Bluebell gets for not having plastic around there.
They do have plastic. They had to break that goddamn plastic.
I think that guy, he bought it. I guarantee that was fake. I think there's a lot of stuff going on in the news right now that we're all mad about that is completely fake. That guy in Louisiana, you look at that. I guarantee he has a receipt for that ice cream. He just did it for views.
Why are you saying that? Because you black and you hope he don't get shot, Chris?
No, I'm
he
saying
he put it back. We saw him put it back.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he can't turn the camera off and immediately take it out of the freezer and go pay for it.
So what are they gonna do? Wait for the police to get there and save your receipt? And he ain't got no receipt. He's gonna get the dog shit beat out of him.
Yeah, well,
I won't be marching for him. He hadn't been sticking his tongue in that goddamn Bluebell ice cream.
Welcome
and
to
Bluebell is a you can't get the fucking Walmart ice cream that don't nobody buy unless you fucking poke. You can't. Why you gotta fuck with Bluebell? That's name brand.
This is class warfare at its finest.
Well, no, but you don't fuck with the Bluebell and the Napoleons and shit. You know the three flavors together. Yeah. That's the best shit.
Neapolitan.
Yeah, that's it.
Napoleon, where I come from. We call him Napoleon. Three brothers together. That's how you bring a marriage together: black, white, and pink.
Yep.
The pink would always be gone first.
Why?
No. Because
strawberry is the best ice cream.
Oh, I thought they was a Native American.
No.
Now, that's racist.
As a joke, that was a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it was hilariously racist.
On the racial sensitivity scale, that was a 2.
Oh, that was not fucking racist. I said that. Black people can't be racist. We can be prejudiced, but we cannot be racist. And it ain't no Native America here in Indianapolis, and I'm not racist. So,
there's Native Americans here.
Well, it might be, but I don't eat motherfucking pink ice cream. I like the vanilla.
I like the chocolate.
You know, it used to be illegal for black people to eat vanilla ice cream.
What?
It used to be illegal.
Why?
Goddamn.
I swear to God, in the Jim Crow South, white people or black people were not allowed to eat vanilla ice cream until like the late 50s.
Were they just not, like, what kind of ice cream were they allowed to eat?
Chocolate. They had to get chocolate. They did not want to see black people licking white ice cream. I swear to God, I'm not making
this up. The one time Jim Crow worked out. Because chocolate's delicious.
Chocolate sucks.
No.
Chocolate tastes like dirt.
Fuck you, Dion.
I hate chocolate ice cream. That shit is terrible.
I don't like chocolate either. I like vanilla.
I don't know any black people who like chocolate ice cream.
If I was in the Jim Crow time, I couldn't eat vanilla ice cream?
Nope.
This is the fucked up thing about it.
Google it. Google it.
I will.
They let black people eat vanilla ice cream on the 4th of July. That was the only day.
Where you get that bullshit from, Dion? Ain't nobody that racist.
Okay, they
yeah,
not.
Right. Okay. 30 years before they'd owned them, so I'm sure they were that racist.
You can't eat. So they were running around slapping vanilla ice cream out of
nigga. They wouldn't let you drink from water fountain. What you think they do if they saw you eating ice cream?
Well, you bought it and took it to your house.
They don't give a. No. They were just cones. It wasn't like in the plastic tubes.
God damn, he's right.
I know I'm fucking
you for
right.
Real?
Yeah, The Guardian, which is a credible newspaper. Black people were denied vanilla ice cream in the Jim Crow South except on Independence Day by Michael Twitty in 2014. By custom rather than by law, black folks were best off if they weren't caught eating vanilla ice cream in public in the South, except, as the narrative voice stipulates, on the July 4th. I heard it from my father growing up. It was an unspoken rule.
Don't you dare put your black lips on that lily white ice cream.
It apparently comes from Maya Angelou's autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Is where it kind of comes out.
I told y'all I wasn't making that shit up. The motherfuckers got real hate in their heart. You think they mad about a mermaid?
Real fucking hate.
Let them catch you eating ice cream.
White people, you need to tell us this in the Facebook. Did your granddaddy walk around slapping a vanilla ice cream out of nigga hand?
Yeah, I'm sure somebody will volunteer that information.
I mean, the granddaddy, you would have died by now if they were that racist.
I mean, it would be great-grandfather at this point, wouldn't it?
Well, great-grand... Whoever the fuck, you know, these days, you need to be a granddaddy.
My grandmother's 80. She lived in that...
Did she eat vanilla ice cream?
I'm sure she did.
You know what? My granddaddy, right? My birth certificate, I think we talked about this, mm-hmm. say nigger. I mean, no, I don't. I'm sorry. Say... So what my birth certificate say? Negro. But my granddaddy say nigger with the E-R.
Wow.
Broke nigger. Poor nigger.
My birth certificate doesn't have my color on it at all. Because when I went to go get my passport for a trip, I had to go get my original birth certificate. It doesn't say anything.
Did you have to send your birth certificate to the federal government?
Yes, you did.
I'm hoping they don't lose it.
That what you talking about? It's only $8, dude.
For a birth certificate?
Yeah, $15 at the most. They're going to send it back. They're going to come. Actually, your birth certificate is going to come back before your passport due.
Well, good, because I don't trust the government. They'll
Why?
That shit.
Well, you're white. You save.
They can have my birth certificate. That shit ain't worth nothing.
Okay, yeah. Go get your license renewed.
You don't need your license renewal for your birth certificate?
No, you need your birth certificate for your license to be renewed.
Did I say that backwards?
Yeah.
They change it every fucking time I go to B&B any motherfucking way. They tell you, we don't need your birth certificate, then you show
up. Let's get back to this black people can eat vanilla ice cream. Yeah. This has blown me the fuck away, and I'm heavy.
That was an 8 out of 10.
That's a strong racism wind blowing in the South. That's why I don't want to move to Atlanta. I can't deal with that history. They ain't said sorry yet. Like,
they're never gonna apologize.
I know. That's sometimes, why I'm waiting.
You know what? That's
my
why I say sometimes you have to let God get people back. You know, like I just truly believe that. You know, when you walk around, it takes energy to hate. It really do. When you hate something or somebody, and I used to say this on stage, it takes energy for you to hate any fucking body over stupid shit. That's why I never dwell on my kid's father. I never hated him because I wasn't going to allow myself to hate this dude and he just take my fucking joy every day.
Can we be fair that what he did to you was not stupid shit?
No.
It's a lot different from ice cream.
Criminal and evil.
Well, it was still fucking fucked up. I'm just saying. I mean, when you sit around and you hate somebody for the color of their skin and you don't get to know that person, then it takes energy. You know, like, remember the time, I don't know if I ever shared this story, but I'm riding my car going to my granddaughter's graduation, and I go around this man on his fucking nice-ass chopper bike because I'm in a hurry. Well, he decided to turn around and spit on my fucking car. And he spit on my husband's brand-new fucking $50,000, $60,000 pickup truck, and I was like, the crazy bitch in me was like, run that motherfucker over.
Yeah.
Because he's on a bike. But the good person in me said, Fox just cut you a check. And so I was like, if I kill him, I ain't going to be able to spend my money. So I shot it.
Oh,
your commissary be fat.
Right. Yeah.
But I was like, really, dude? So I go around you and we both end up at the same light because I'm in a hurry. You decide to spit on my car. If I was white, would he have done that? No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't have. So I got his tag number and I sent the police to my house. I was so mad at him because 20 years ago, both of our lives would have changed. I probably would have ran him over and killed him, or he would have shot me. It was just simple as that.
Yeah.
And 20 years ago, I probably had a gun, so I probably shot him and ran him over. I've been shooting through the floorboard as I was running his ass over.
Hopefully the fuel tank wasn't right beneath.
You can shoot a fuel tank. That shit's Hollywood. It won't blow up.
So I mean, people just fucking crazy.
How the fuck do you know that?
The same way you know insects ain't animals, bitch. I went to school too.
You know that.
Very different schools, apparently.
I was telling Dion today, right? So Dion car, I don't have no AC. Fucking one of the mirrors all knocked off of everything. So I was like, Dion, you should do what my mama did. We had a 64 Chevy. We didn't have no AC. So my mama used to take those little portable fans. Mm-hmm. And they used to plug them in a cigarette lighter, or you could fucking, they came with batteries. And she would glue them to her dashboard, like four of them in the front and four of them in the back, and roll up the window. And nigga, that was AC for all ass. Oh my God, that was fucking AC. I was like, Dion, you should really just glue a bunch of little fans throughout your fucking car.
I would rather be hot than the people know that my shit was that broke.
When you get out of the car and you're soaking wet.
That's fine with me. I got too much pride to be having fans.
Pride don't keep you cool.
No.
That's why I drive 60 in a 30.
Okay,
yeah.
Just stay fucking cool. We get it.
Let me explain the policing situation in America to you.
I'm trying to give him my skills the way I grew up. I told him when we was little, we used to go.
I do not want to experience your childhood at all.
Why won't you listen to her, Dion?
I'm telling him, he was like, you were so fucking
I'm not
poor.
Strong enough to survive it, Chris. That's not.
I didn't know we was poor until you motherfuckers told me we was poor. Until y'all was like, oh my God, you were so fucking poor. I'm like, really? I didn't fucking know. I was telling Dion when we was little, we used to, back in the day, you got your food stamps, and they didn't come to your house like on a debit card.
Yeah.
They came, you got a slip that said you're going to get $500 food stamp. You had to go to the United States Post Office in your area, and it told you the post office code where to pick them up. So a lot of time we would walk, or my mom was in her wheelchair, and we was like a fucking Gap band, and my sister thinks she can sing. And we used to be following my mom's wheelchair, and we used to have a little chat all the way to the fucking post office. We'd say, the food stamp here and the check coming next? And me and my brother like, yep, yep, get it, get it. Some little beat.
Every white person that's mad about Ariel just heard that. It's like, I knew it. I knew it.
So we would spin around like we was the Gap Band and hit a split and shit. And my sister had it, like, my sister thought she could sing. And we would check that all the way to the warehouse. And then when we get right to the door, it wasn't the warehouse, it was the post office. Right before we opened the door, she would hit a high note. And I say, the food stamp here and the check coming next. My mom said, shut up, bitch, we're here.
If somebody in the audience doesn't isolate that and put that to music and turn it into like one of those songs you see on YouTube, I'm going to be very disappointed in you people.
You can't have all, that's all family song.
You hit me up and I'll give you the raw audio.
We sung that shit every fifth of the month going to the food, to the post office. The food stamp here and the check coming next. Say what, say what, say what, nigga? Say what, say what, say what, nigga?
This is great.
But you know, poor people, they sung. That what kept them happy. Like my brother, dear, remind me the other day, my brother, I had a brother named Tony. We used to call him Itchy because he was so black. He was black like your shirt, like super black. So his name, nickname was Itchy. But it was something about butter beans that this nigga loved. Every time, we have no meat, just butter bean, cornbread, and ketchup. Every time my mama cooked butter bean, that motherfucker would hit a full chili split and come all the way up. Like, yep, 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 yep. And he'll eat a little bit more and hit a full split the whole fucking time.
That is hunger. Fucking butter beans.
Yeah, I know, right?
Gross.
With no meat. No,
you must have had no black bitch butter bean. Them bitches are delicious. Your mama been giving that shit out the can.
That's fair to say.
Yes. Yeah. You
that's fair to say. You never had a black bitch butter bean.
You've made a correct assumption, Miss Pat.
My mama had some good ass butter bean. And you know what was crazy? We had no motherfucking meat either. But we ate that bitch like it was meat. And you take that cornbread and you put it in your hand and smash it and just crumble that shit all up over the butter bean. Look like a little hay on top. And you eat that shit and then spread some ketchup on top. Nigga, you ain't had a meal till you had Mildred butter bean. My brother used to hit a Jane Brown split every month. That was his shit. Butter bean. Especially because my mom, you know, she's cooking the fireplace. So it had that smoke to it like they had been barbecued. Oh, my God. Oh.
It actually sounds pretty good.
No, yeah. It doesn't. It sounds poor as fuck.
Fuck you, Dio.
poor people food is in. Now, you like tacos? That's poor people food south of the
border. No, that's not poor people. I never had a taco when I was a fucking kid. I didn't even know what taco was.
Not poor people where you're from, where, you know,
where you
Mexican,
from?
Mexicans are from.
What?
Yeah, like street food is like everybody's like making street food fancy now. It's poor people food's very in. So next thing you know, you're going to go to a high-end restaurant, and there's going to be
serve fried bologna. I'm going to flip the table
and
not
be
tip.
Butter beans and cornbread and ketchup.
Yeah, but we didn't. A lot of times, like, we didn't get meat like towards the end of the month because we was out of our food stamps. But my mom would cook them butter beans. And I remember one time she put some neck bones. You've had neck bones?
No. Have me over one Wednesday and I'll have some
neck bones. I ain't never had neck
bones. Nigga, I don't eat neck bones no more.
So I'm not too much surprised that I have.
Because everybody had them in the beginning, at least I thought.
I grew up on Hamburger Helper and Chef Boyardee.
Oh, no wonder you fucked up. But anyway. So, my mom was like, you know, we didn't have no gas. And I've told this story where we cooked outside on a barbecue grill. Like, a lot of times, like, we didn't have no grease. So, she would just barbecue everything with fucking wood. So, she would put the neck bones on the barbecue grill and cook them. Oh, my God. Neck bones ain't that my mother. It's the bone in your neck, I assume, whatever the fuck it came from.
What animal?
I don't know.
A pig?
I have no
Google
idea.
It. I think it's a fucking cow.
This whole show is like, let's Google this and figure out what's happening.
Yeah, but neck bones, they're really fucking good. And so she put them on the grill, and she would barbecue them, and the fucking little bones that be the meat be stuck in between the neck bone, that shit would just fall off of it. It was so fucking good.
Pork and beef usually, yeah.
Filet of neck bone.
Yeah, like we oxtails. That was poor people food. Now white people done got onto oxtails, and the price went the fuck up.
You ever had goat?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, God. Shit is nasty.
Really? Goat?
Yeah, I do not like goat meat. Ugh. It'll have your gas smelling. God damn.
I eat lamb.
Lamb is fine. Yeah. Goat, mm-mm.
I'm trying to see if I ever had goat. Well, back to the neck bones. You ever had pig feet?
No.
Ugh.
Let's just
pig
go.
You never had a pig feet sandwich, mustard and hot sauce?
You never, have you ever seen pig feet in that jar?
Yeah, in the, oh, the Walmart. Yeah,
fucking little knuckle. Yeah. Oh, that shit is so.
Oh my! It ain't nothing like sucking on them feet. I'm talking about when they ball, because you balling with onions and shit. I don't eat this shit anymore, but I grew up on this shit. So you would have fucking neck bones, I mean pig feet, and sometimes my mama throw her pig tails over in the tails off the pig, and you chop it up. Oh, that shit was delicious.
What else did you eat that?
Souse meat, but y'all don't know what the fuck that is.
You ever
Pottage
had
meat?
Captain Crunch?
Yes, have you ever had SpaghettiOs?
SpaghettiOs. My mama didn't make that shit. My mama didn't do shit out of the can. We had a garden. We had chickens in the backyard. My mama didn't do that kind of shit.
You know what's sad? Is that she had a healthier diet than I had growing up.
Yeah,
I,
your mama give you all that carbohydrates and shit.
Yeah, all that processed bullshit.
Yeah, I look the same.
Fuck you, Dion.
So it don't matter what you eat.
Well, I must say this. I didn't look like this in the beginning. It was when I discovered fucking fast food. Because my mama cooked everything. Like, she used to make the flapjacks on top of the stove. Mm. You ever had that?
Mm-hmm.
Your cornbread, you know. Yeah. And what else we used to eat? Buttermilk and cornbread. I hated that shit.
Really?
Yeah, you take the... I fucking hated buttermilk and cornbread. And also, I used to like the juice off the collard green. Yeah. When all the collard greens, and then you crumble your cornbread up in it.
Yeah.
You ever had that?
I have had collard greens and I've had cornbread, but not together.
Oh, Chris,
how the fuck you eat one without the other when they go together? That's like you and pussy. It's supposed to go together.
It's supposed to.
Well, shit.
You're right. Theoretically, yes.
You can't eat collard green with no corn, bro. Who the fuck do that, Chris?
I don't know. Take
me
somewhere.
Tell me you've been eating collard green with biscuit. I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to beat your ass. You better not say you had no biscuit.
No biscuit.
Oh, I don't like biscuits, man.
I do.
I don't. I remember I went to KFC because they had advertised a new Cinnabon treat. It was just biscuits with cinnamon on them. I was so goddamn mad. I thought I was about to get a for real Cinnabon. That shit was just KFC biscuits with fucking cinnamon and... cinnamon. Oh, so mad. I was so mad.
So pissed. Was it like that savory, buttery KFC biscuit?
It was the driest fucking biscuits. I was so pissed off.
Well, we should probably take a break so I can get a snack.
I hate when you tell me what to do.
Yeah, me too.
I'm the master.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. I love Chris. He always acts like he's fucking scared. So, Chris, I'm thinking about hooking you up with a really good black woman.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you about it after the break.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about it more on our trip to Canada.
Okay.
So we're going to take a break. Chris going to go choke his wiener, and we'll be right back. All right, y'all, we back from the break. So, Chris, I'm thinking about, you know, me and Dion have decided it's time for you to, we ain't trying to turn you into no Democrat.
Okay.
Because we know you're a libertarian, or undercover Republican.
Okay.
We know that about you. We understand. That is what you
all
are.
For open borders? I don't think they'll have me.
You what?
I'm for open borders. Anyways, back to black girls.
Okay. Why a black girl?
Why not?
So I was thinking about hooking you up with my friend named Nay Nay.
Okay.
Which is Quisha Schuster. Yeah, she's a good girl. Okay. She got one baby. She had like 7 abortions.
Poor Nay. No one ever wants to be described that way,
right? That's usually not in the bio. Yeah, it's not in your Tinder bio.
Tell me the top 5 things about you. Well, I'm a good girl. I've got 1 kid. 7 abortions. Like, no, that's...
Love Christmas.
Well, she's a good girl. You know, everybody have some humps and bumps along the way.
7.
She kept 1.
Oh, well, that is true.
Hey, it could have been 8, but 1 made it. So be thankful for the 1 that made it. So she's a good girl. She a little alcoholic, but I'm quite sure you can work.
I could save her. Yeah, I'll white knight her right now. Well, it's always worked for me before.
She need a white knight, and I was really I was really thinking about
Here's the good news. She puts out.
Sounds like it.
I don't know. If she puts out, I'm quite sure she do when she's drunk. She do a lot of shit.
Now the truth comes out.
And it sounds like she's drunk frequently. So
A lot. So she got a tattoo on her titty. Say, ride or die, bitch. When she get hot, she take her wig off everywhere. And I must tell you this, because I don't want to keep nothing from you, because you my good friend. She got a feet problem. They you swell up.
Couldn't even get it out.
Her feet swell up all the time. Just one.
Just one. Is it gout?
No, it's not gout. She was born like that. It's like she got a real big 1 foot.
You know, Dion.
So she well.
Let me tell you. Hold on, Miss Pat. Hold on. There's always this moment where you go, I want to set you up with a friend. And that's when you really learn what that friend thinks of you and your level of attractiveness. I am a 7-abortion, fat-footed friend of Miss Pat. That's my level of attractiveness. I am a solid 2 in her eyes.
But she got a compression footy on her foot.
All right, good.
You ain't never seen one of them. She made that herself.
Really? Oh my God. So keeps the edema at bay.
I don't know about edema, so I'm going to call her and ask her.
All right, let's hear it.
About going out
Are
with
we
you.
Doing this right now?
Yeah, we're doing it right now. I was going to save it to Canada, but I really want you to get a woman. Forgive her if she cuss. She drive Uber, so that's probably what she's doing.
Hello?
Nay, nay.
Yes, it's Pat.
I got the white boy Chris I want you to meet.
Huh?
I got the white boy Chris I want you to meet. I told him about your swollen foot and your 7 abortions. Say hi.
No denial.
Hi.
Hi, Nay Nay.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm great.
So how are you doing?
I'm great.
Good. Been good today?
Tell him what to say.
Right now, I'm on my way back to the shop.
What kind of shop?
Hair salon.
Not the compression sock store?
You just ruined
it. Oh, is that rude?
Nene, he asked you, was you on your way to buy a compression sock?
Let me
put
my earpiece in because I can't hear it all.
All right, good. So she's got a hearing problem.
Hang up the damn phone. Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Nene. He asked you, was you on your way back to the compression sock store shop?
Ah, that shit went funny. Fuck off.
I like a girl with some feistiness.
I told him, you've been in jail a couple times.
No, you didn't.
Shut up, Nene. You
gonna... like other people. I don't go to jail for stealing. I just go to jail for beating people up.
Well, Nene, I'm trying to get you a baby daddy, bitch. You turning him off. He turning pink. Oh, she won't say I do.
Nay, nay, I have a 401k.
Oh, great. I do too.
Where yours at, bitch?
It's sitting away waiting on me to touch it, and I don't want to.
Where it's at, nay, nay? We ain't talking about them food stamps you're going to get next month.
Hell no. You know I worked a whole bunch of jobs before I went into business for myself.
What did she do?
She fixed hair, but she's not that good.
The last job I had, though, I was a hair transplant assistant, so...
Oh, she was a hair transplant assistant. I forgot to tell you that.
That's fine work.
She got the hair from her foot.
Y'all so fucking stupid. You going to hell. Chris, you horrible. You ain't got no conversation.
I think you turned him off when you said she got one big foot.
She do.
Here's what she...
It's just water weight.
I have no game, but we started with Bigfoot, 7 abortions, and here...
And she drank a lot.
Let me just call her out of the blue.
I literally have tears coming out of my eyes.
You done fucked it up, Chris.
Oh,
that was
sorry.
The only friend I know that would fuck you.
Oh. Well,
Back to Gary Adam.
Guess I'll go hang myself.
Back to Gary Adam. Oh my. You ain't gonna never get past the basement with Gary Adam.
Miss Pat, what would you do if I lived in your basement?
I kill you. You come through my window, you gonna get eight.
Why are you eating on the air?
I'm sorry, you can hear that.
Yeah, yes, we can hear you eating in the right next to a microphone.
I
what
have to
doing?
Have nuts.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you're nuts, all right.
Shut the fuck up. You fucked it up, Chris. There it is. You I fucked know. It up.
Can I at least... Well, we were supposed to surprise him anyway, so you fucked
Can I at least see a picture of Nene?
This was supposed to be a surprise for Canada.
Oh, well. Surprised. I'm surprised.
I didn't know about the foot, though.
Look, she got a handicap parking sticker. You kind of thick.
You can't beat that parking. You go to a football game and you get to park real close. So that's exactly. A point in her favor, yeah.
And a lot of times she in a wheelchair because her foot swell up so bad, she got them cankles.
Well, it's like when you're a kid and they have the pegs on the side of the bike, maybe then I can just get to hitch a ride with her.
On her ankle?
On her wheelchair. Let me see a picture. Is it motorized?
No, she got the push wheelchair. I was going to get you to push her.
I don't want extra work. Sounds like a lot of work already. Now I got to do physical labor, too.
Her real name is Jet Nay.
I'm going to need that written down.
Me too. Her twin look better.
There's a twin?
Yeah.
Got two regular feet.
Yeah, two regular feet, supermodel, millionaire.
No abortions. All
right, call her back. I'm in.
With his swollen foot and all, huh, nickel?
Yeah, she's cute.
That Quisha sister.
Yeah. Those man, Asian jeans.
Nah, white man, you don't pass. You see them titties I try to hook you up with?
Those are nice.
And it got I Kill a Bitch wrote on the top.
She is a very beautiful female version of Jay-Z. Don't tell her I said that.
No, you she'll fucking bitches that look like Jay-Z now. She say you look like Jay-Z.
Well, apparently beggars can't be choosers is what I've learned today.
That's what you get. You done missed out on a good thing. I always trying to make a love connection with Chris. If y'all have any cousins, any ex-meth heads, any baby mamas, any trap bitches, any transgenders,
no.
That singer.
No.
Single.
That's where I draw the line.
You're transphobe.
That's I prefer my women to be women. It's okay. No offense, but well, start where you end.
Okay. Well, you have any cousins with?
If you're dating me, at least.
Yeah. If you got any cousins, any crackheads, any recovering anything, prostitute, hookers, hoes, uncles, any of that.
Wait. I thought we covered this.
I'm trying to put it back in. You need a date. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up in the Facebook, the Pat Down, because we trying to hook Chris up with a good black woman. And if she white, you're going to have to put some oil sheen on her so she can tan real good, because Chris needs some. Diversity?
Yeah, diversity yeah.
In his relationship. We're looking for somebody who can cook real good, who like cats, because Chris got by eight of them.
Just two.
Two.
Which is two too many.
No. Two too many.
Cats are wonderful.
And he got really good credit.
Yeah.
Pretty good. He stay by himself.
Dion and I are probably tied.
Shit me. Know. Have you seen Dion Carr? But anyway. Dion don't have any credit. He's too scared to buy any fucking thing. Because he don't want to
pay cash.
He pay cash.
If I can't pay cash, I don't...
See, you're smarter than me then.
Dion, you...
Credit is a fucking hustle.
You think so?
I know so.
He's right.
What the fuck is interest? What is that?
Interest?
Just made up shit. Hey, man, I know you ain't got no money, so I'm going to give you this money. And then when you come to pay me back, I'm going to add on some more money I know you don't have. Only a crackhead would agree to that. Like, go fuck yourself. No, I'm not going to borrow this money then.
Well, what about a house?
What about a house?
You're not going to buy a house?
I got a car. I'll sleep in it.
I bought a car... I barely paid the principal because I'm paying so much on interest. He's exactly
it's
right.
Fucking bullshit.
You You're did smart. That now? What was your interest rate?
I don't know. 10%?
A white person with 10% interest rate?
Yeah, I was not good with money in my 20s.
Some bullshit.
Well, you're yep. fixing it now. That's a good thing. Yeah. So, we all have been down a bad credit roll. But anyway, back to Chris. We are in. So, if you find somebody who's good for Chris in the Indianapolis area and you think that wants to go out with Chris, I will pay for a date, a hotel room, and a buggy ride downtown in Indianapolis.
Good for Chris is what she said. Not good. Just good for Chris.
What's wrong with that?
there's just a hint of for Chris in that.
What?
You just tried to hook me up with a woman who has a foot.
She got 2 foot. Oh,
2 feet.
2.5 feet.
Only
she
when
got
it's
a big
swollen.
Foot.
Yeah, right.
Only when it's swollen.
I didn't realize Bigfoot was real until I met Miss Pat.
But you just said she was a cute Jay-Z.
Yeah, she is. She's attractive.
Her
yeah.
face is
yeah.
pretty.
Yeah, she's Instagram pretty.
Who knows what that foot looks like?
Right.
The foot is swollen. The toes are impossible to identify.
Her foot looked like an uncircumcised dick.
Her foot looked like that club foot on Mr. D. And with that, we're going to close. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.